This is At Home Connecticut, hosted by Joey Burgoyne, highlighting events and happenings that are taking place in your home, Connecticut, on WTIC News Talk 1080.
Good morning and welcome to another episode of At Home in Connecticut. I am your host, Joey Burgoyne, and a friend of the show pretty much back to the early days. It's been almost 8+ years now we've been talking with her, Chris DiGenio from Plainville. It's right over there, right around the corner from the radio stations, the Plainville Pumpkin Festival, and she is the brains behind the gourds on Main. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning. How are you? I love that introduction.
We're doing excellent. So the Pumpkin Plainville Festival, it's in the 9th year?
Yes, 9 years. I cannot believe it. Crazy.
That is crazy. Awesome.
This is, yes, very fun. I'm very excited. We're every year we're just as excited. So even more.
It's 9 years. I mean, you got a big one coming up next year, but we'll get into, you know, if people have never been, they might, you know, people move around on the radio and in real life. If they've never been to the Plainville Pumpkin Festival, let's carve out a little bit of the details, shall we?
We shall. Let's go.
So, you know, it's in center of Plainville. What are the dates? What are the times? And most ideally, how do people get to it, suggestedly?
Okay, well, what it is a, it's down in the center of Plainville. It's at the Municipal Center. We shut down the streets, actually, it's a 4-hour event from 4 o'clock to 8 o'clock on October 19th, a Saturday. It is rain or shine, and I'll tell you, it's been some crazy weather last year. A lot of our tents lifted up in the air from major windstorm, but that only lasted a couple hours. We got through it, and everybody had a great time. So the food trucks are there, rain or shine. So come on down and just put on some boots and grab an umbrella.
And that's what's cool. I mean, you literally shut down the center of Plainville, which is not a small task. And this event,
no, not at all.
And this event needs it. Like, the people come out. We've been, like I said, we've been doing it now 8 years. This will be the 9th coming up. And it's every year, they got the burn trailer. You got the haunted house of the Masonics, which one of my kid's friends will never go in again. Like, he is deathly, which is amazing. Shout out to the Masonic Lodge. And then it's just the local businesses that show up. I mean, my wife and my kids all get their hair. My wife gets her nails done, her hair dyed over at 466, which was just doing things for the community during the festival. Like, the community comes out and supports you for this.
Yes, they do. As a matter of fact, one of our huge sponsors is Manafort Brothers. They called me this year, and they want to bring their van down for potential employees to, you know, be hired on the spot. It's really incredible. They support us, you know, with money, and now they are supporting the event as vendors. So that seems to be what's happening. We, speaking of sponsors, we got a new one that's in town. It's Element 119. They are by the Robertson Airport. They're new to our town, and I dropped off the little marketing packet, and they called me immediately and said that they wanted to support our event. They heard great things about it. So we also got Connecticut Stage and the big guys, the Tilcon, M&T Bank. I just got noticed today that they are giving us a huge sponsorship. And Mizzy, he's been there from day one. Mm. Like I said, Manafort, Plainville Funeral Home, H.W. Green Company, Carrier, they are always there by Carrier. They help us bring all our Pumpkin Fest items from a warehouse in Plainville, which is sponsored also by Central Connecticut Aircraft. And they bring it right down to the event in town, and then they pack up and use their trailer to haul it back to the warehouse. So they are instrumental.
That's one of the cool things. Like, if people drive by, you know, before the event or after the event through Plainville, again, it's October 19th, 4 to 8 p.m., just the display of pumpkins on the little stands, and, you know, people can bring their own pumpkin, carve their own pumpkin there. And I love to see, I mean, there's just so much creativity. Are you a big pumpkin carver?
I am not, because I can't, I just cannot do it. I try my hardest, but it looks like a big hole in it. Like, I don't know what happens. They fall apart. But I could draw a little bit. I could color. And that's, there is painting, actually. We have little pumpkins at the pumpkin patch tent. They're $5, and kids could, you know, purchase them and paint on them. And it's so much fun. They have so much fun doing that. So, yeah, you don't have to be a good carver, but if you are, you will get a prize. Trust me, they bring it down to the pumpkin patch tent, and you can have it in our little award ceremony, our little whatever it's called, whatever.
And that's odd.
Yeah,
that's,
I
cannot carve a pumpkin to save my life, but what I can do is eat some street food vendors. Like, there is, that list is ever growing. I remember, you know, there was a few, but now there's a few more than there's been a few in the past. And I'm looking at the list, it's growing.
Oh, yes.
There's going to be some good food
it's
there.
Growing. Yes, it's growing and growing every year. And we have people that have, in fact, this is their ninth year. So we know that they do well there. And there's my favorite is Ted's Steamed Cheeseburgers. They are my favorite. I've been going to their restaurant since I was, before I was born, because my mom and dad went there. they have their coffee and ice cream truck this year. Last year it broke down. They couldn't bring it, but I'm really looking forward to that. A new one, Jay's Food Truck. We have King of Pearl, Low and Slow Catering.
There you go, Low and Slow. That's
really,
my jam.
Low and Slow. Yeah. We have a Lucky Dog, world's famous hot dogs, Vinci's Fried Dough Truck, Steak Tips, Delicious, Saints Catering, actually, from Southington. They are new this year. They're going to bring a booth and their van. And unfortunately, they were a little late getting in, and we already have a hot dog. I know they're famous for their hot dogs, but they are going to bring their corn chowder and apple fritters, I believe, or apple crisps.
Okay, because we can't knock the Mason. One of the longest lines at that festival is usually the Mason's fritters. And these guys like gals are pumping them out for those few hours.
They are just as good as the apple harvest. How about that?
We don't have to bring them up.
I know. Shush. No, but they are awesome. And they are, and like I said, and the other thing about the Masons is they do the haunted house every year. Mm. And they do such a fabulous job. And they come every year to the meeting, the first meeting, and they say, we will never charge anybody for this. We are just going to scare them for free. So they want to do this for our community. And they are psyched every year. They are pumped.
So if people are listening and they live in the Plainville area and you're looking for an organization to help volunteer at, I mean, Masonic Lodge is always looking for help scare the people. So there's one of them you can look out to. And then, I mean, local music, you're bringing the band back.
We are. They call us every year. They are. The name is Audacity. You can check them out online. They have a Facebook page, website. They are local. A local band, and they do it free of charge every year. So the stage company, actually, Connecticut Stage, I will shout out to them, new owners over there, they donated the stage this year, which every year we've had to pay for, and now they want to be part of the community, and they gave us good sponsorship for that. So we are very, very happy about that.
That's awesome. And I know one of the kids always run to it when they'll start seeing the smoke billow is the burn trailer.
Yes, and that's happening again this year, and we are very, very excited about that. And that's just something to see. The kids love it. They just gather around. They love it.
And it's educational. Like, they're learning something without even knowing they're learning something.
Exactly. And the fire company in Plainville, they put that on. So we're getting all the organizations to help.
And one of the things that's nice is, you know, the restaurants that are over there in that area, they're all open. Like, people can come and check. If you drive by a place, like, I don't know if I should check it out. You know, park, and we're going to get into that, not in the downtown of Plainville. Park a little outside. There's some shuttles. But just, it's the time you can, hey, let's check out that restaurant. Go and grab an appetizer, grab a menu, grab something, go back out to the festival, and just enjoy it. Because, like what I was saying, you know, you have a little bit of a designated driver for this event. People should not park in Plainville. Where should we be parking, Chris?
Yes. So DATCO Bus, who is another sponsor, they sponsor two buses every year. And it is at the Plainville High School on Robert Holcomb Way. It's literally 2 minutes from our event, but it's an easier way to travel down because a lot of the vendors park around the outside of the event so mm-hmm. that they can get their items in and out. So they, so we added the buses. So people can just get on them. You can put strollers on them, whatever you need to do. And they drop you right off at the entrance.
It's
and then when
so
you want to go home,
it's so much easier.
It's so easy. You just jump on. It circles around. That's all they do all night for 4 hours. They circle back and forth. And it's no waiting. No, no waiting at all.
And that's it makes it so much easier. You know, if, just throw the kids in on bus. They're used to it. School's still going on. Get down to the Pumpkin Festival. Again, it's coming up Saturday, October 19th from 4 to 8. There's music. You got a magic show for the kids starting at 4 o'clock. There's the great parade. There's the dancers. There's so many things going on in such a short time. So make sure you get there by 4 o'clock. Don't get there at like 5:30. You're going to miss half the stuff. Get there for 4. It's 4 to 8. It's a little night out with you and the missus and the kids. There's nothing wrong with that.
Right. And then all the restaurants seem to be packed after 8 o'clock. So that everybody closes up and people go to the restaurants and they have a good time. And I got to say, that's the reason that we started this event 9 years ago, because we wanted to bring people down to our town to show them what we have, because we think it's really special.
Mm-hmm. And that's the thing. It shows. This isn't a one and done thing. You've been doing it for 8 years. This will be the ninth year. Again, Chris D'Argenio, the event coordinator, the head gourd, if you will, over at the Plainville Pumpkin Festival, who, like me, can't carve a pumpkin, but we'll look at pumpkins very intensely.
Yes, we will. And we'll enjoy them.
Exactly, Chris.
So thank you so much. Thank you for supporting us. And look me up when I'm down there. I'm always running around, but look me up. I bump into you.
Yes, we'll be there again. The kids will be there. They'll probably not be with me because, you know, teenagers.
Yeah, they're teenagers. Yay!
So bring the family out. Enjoy. It's the Plainville Pumpkin Festival. Rain or shine, free admission. You can't beat that price with a coupon. So it's October 19th, 4 to 8. Get down there. Park at the high school. Take the shuttle in. It's just a nice night on town. Eat some food truck. Hit the local vendors. Watch the kids in the Halloween parade. It's just great things because there's things like this going on right here at home in Connecticut.
You've been listening to At Home in Connecticut, a public service project produced by WTIC News Talk 1080.